this is Margaret Arjous, and I'd like to welcome you to Suki Yum. A series of programs about our well-being, wherein we examine methods which will enable us to obtain a harmonious state of mind, body, and spirit, with the collaboration of holistic practitioner and psychotherapist, Dr. Lydia Ukaneva. Hello, Dr. Lydia.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. And I'm sure that so many of our listeners must have remained impressed by the information that you gave us about Sujok therapy. Now, we said that the foot and the hand represent all the organs and meridians of the body. Can we perhaps start the program today by reminding our listeners of what this Sujok therapy really is?
Sujok therapy is a traditional Korean method of self-help, self-rejuvenation, pain management, and stress release therapy. With Sujok, you are independently can help yourself in situations where it's can help you in immediate situation. Like what? Like you have a headache. Now everyone from time to time suffering with the headaches. The food, the stress of life, the sleepless night, the lifestyle affected our mind, our body. And with Sujok, we can help ourselves in if this pain is not based on some serious condition, we can help to restore the blood circulation in the brain in a very easy way. Like what, Margaret? If you will see to your fingers, the top of each finger represented the brain. So you can just stimulate the top of the finger with what? You can stimulate it with the finger, you can stimulate it with the stone.
So when we're saying stimulating, what effect
pressure
is it having on it?
The effect is very similar like the effect in a computer when you're finding the right button for the file you are searching for. You can press the button and you can delete the unnecessary information from the computer. The same principle we have in our body.
When so are we talking about physical or psychological?
We're talking about energy informative therapy. This is our past and our future. In the present moment, the medicine just looking for our ancestors' possibilities, what our ancestors built up many centuries ago. And now we have like a renaissance of this ancient practice of self-restoring, self-help, and self-support. So in each finger, the brain is responded on the top of the finger.
Yes, but so when you mention, what I meant was that when you say that it is affecting the brain, are we talking about a headache, something physical, or something psychological?
No, we're talking about physical. We're talking about the restoring of the blood circulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very scientific method, in, like in a few countries, included Germany, included Austria, included UK, Russia, India, of course Korea, like professor, the founder of this method, Professor Park Ji-woo. He is the professor of the Seoul University, Medical University. Unfortunately, he died a couple of years ago. And so this method is scientifically proven. So the signal, the impulse from the point of your stimulation is going direct to the organ which is correspondent to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like as I said before, in each finger, the top of the finger can associate with the brain. And then if you will stimulate, you can squeeze your finger, you can touch something sharp you will feel your attention and all of a sudden your mind becoming to be refreshed. That is the effect of that.
And of course the three parts are linked to the three parts of our body. The head?
Yes, it is a few systems in the same hand. We have a few systems, one on the top of another. Like your index finger and your small fingers, your two arms, like we discussed last time, and the two fingers between your legs. But each of them also can be full body. So it's a big system, it's a medium system, and it is a micro system. As we discussed in the last program, this is all reflected the principle of Hermes Trismegistus, the ancient Egyptian Paracels.
The ancient Egyptian
Paracels, the first doctor. He is counted as the first doctor, and he is saying what is above, the same below. So it's a principle of microcosm and microcosm, which reflect each other. So joke based on a scientific principle of holographic universe. So the big system is reflected the small system, and the small system reflect the big system. That's why our hands perfectly reflected full body, and each finger is also perfectly reflected full body, and even each phalanx reflected full body. This is the difference between reflexology and sujok therapy. You can also place the chakra system, like Professor Pak Jivu included few different methods, like the energy system with the meridians, with the chakras, with the nadis. The same time is an anatomical structure which reflected in each finger or in one hand in general. The same time we can speak about the reflection of the atom, like one hand can reflect the solar system. And one of the aphorisms of Professor Pak in his lectures, I was lucky to participate in this lecture, he was saying we can recognize the microcosm from your own hand. So the stars are reflected in the nucleus of our cells inside of our body.
So to remind our listeners, because we have already gone through all this, so when the therapist, when the sujok therapist stimulates a certain point on the hand, that is related to a certain area in the rest of the body,
yeah,
and healing takes place.
Yes, it's restoring the energy circulation, and then the blood circulation, the lymph circulation, and restoring the function of the organ.
So just to remind our listeners, can we give them just one example?
One example. As I said before, the brain, the headache, or the neck, between where you have the nails, this part of the finger, you have a joint between the medium phalanx and the top phalanx. So stimulate this area.
Yes. Okay.
So this is the neck position.
It is connected to the neck.
It is connected to the neck.
That area on the finger there,
exactly,
near the nail, where we have a little knuckle, right?
Exactly.
That is connected
and the joint
to the neck.
Between the medium phalanx and the top phalanx. So what you need to stimulate this area with a very slight pain.
Okay.
Then, this is very supportive for people who are sitting in the office or for the student.
Mm-hmm.
The body is always in a stable position. So, to create a circulation in this area, to restore it, you need to stimulate this particular point.
And there are so many points along those fingers, which are connected to the rest of the body.
I'm doing from time to time, I'm doing free lectures for the public, sujok for everyone, where I'm teaching people how to know your body, how to know more about yourself, and to support yourself.
And there's also the needle, the color therapy, and many other therapies, I guess.
Yes, as I said before, we have in Sujuk you can see the reflection not only the anatomical organs, but also you can see the reflection of the meridians, the reflections of chakras, the reflection of functional systems. And you can work with the crystals, you can work with the crystals, you can work with the seeds, because each seed also reflected some force of nature. For example, the green color of the seed reflected the life force growing. Yes, we're calling children greens. Yes, we're saying mm-hmm. about, because they are not ripe yet. They are in a process of development. So for the process of restoration, like people after the operation, or people who have a chronic condition, health condition, so the green color of the seeds will be more correct than, for example, the red color. If we're talking about, for example, the kidney problems, you can see, even in the supermarket, you can find three colors of the kidney beans, mm-hmm. white, red, and black. Like red color of the kidney beans you can use for the to stimulate the kidney function.
So these beans and these seeds you're talking about, you are putting them close to the area on the finger which is connected to that area.
You are applying it on a plaster or mm-hmm. sticker exactly on the area what is connected to your organs. For that, of course, you need to have a knowledge, and this knowledge is very simple. Once you know the system, you can easier help yourself to support the function of your organs if you do not have a serious condition. If you have a serious condition, of course, you need a specialist.
But so the color adds to the therapy?
The color adds to the therapy.
Incredible.
For example, like red, light brown, orange color is the color of the fire. It's the color of activities. As I mentioned, the green color is the color of development, growing. The black color is the color of calming, of, for example, for the organs what are in inflammatory process will be very supportive to apply the black color seed. Yes, like the inflammation of the kidney, we can reduce by applying in a point of correspondence the kidney beans of a black color or the white color. For the throat, yes, now is the autumn time, and many people will have a throat problems. The cold represented the white and black color. So very effective to apply something like a peppercorn on the point of correspondence, on the soft part of the finger. And again, the throat will be represented between your top phalang and the medium phalang, and these particular joints mm-hmm. on your palm side.
The phalangs are the three parts of the finger.
Yes.
The soft part.
Yes.
Of the palm.
The palm, yes. So between your top finger and between your top phalang and the medium phalang, you will have a throat. You can apply here the red or green peppercorn, mm-hmm. just with a simple roll plaster.
Especially during the winter season now.
Yes.
Lots of throat
yes.
ailments.
The heel on each finger represented the nose and the sinuses on both sides. So you can apply two peppercorns here with the plaster and you can slightly press it. Mm-hmm. You will feel your sinuses are more cleaner, and if you will press more with slight pain, you will feel the nose can breathe. Many people suffering with the over mucous sinuses, especially in the morning after the pizza evening.
Mm-hmm.
So this therapy can support your day and even can treat some, you can simply treat very easier problems like a cold, like light dysfunction. So you can restore the circulation and you can restore the function of the organ.
Thank you. This is Margaret Arjuls, and you're listening to the program Sukiyam on Campus FM. Today, together with Dr. Lidia Ukaneva, we are discussing Sujok therapy and our well-being. When I came to you in pain, I don't know whether you remember. I don't know whether it was my kidney here, just underneath the ribs.
No, it was your stomach.
When you thought I had stones?
In your gallbladder, yes.
In my gallbladder, mm-hmm. Gallbladder, that's it. And you applied this therapy, and you told me, just do what I'm going to tell you to do.
Yes,
and you
pressing.
Can escape an operation.
We can use also the MOXA therapy, and in Russia, in many medical clinics, this therapy used by surgeons, by general practitioner. I know it's a good center in Germany, where medical doctors also complementing the treatment with the Sujok therapy by using the very tiny needles, seeds, magnet, color. So that is the possibilities. It's a multi possibilities of Sujok therapy. By hitting the point of correspondence, you can release the spasm in your intestine. You can release the, low peristaltic in your abdomen area. So you can release the spasm and you can restore this peristaltic.
Peristaltic? What is that?
The movement of your intestine.
The movement? Okay. You can stop that.
You can restore.
Restore the movement.
Restore the movement, yes.
Take away the pain. You mean people suffering from constipation? Is that what we're talking about?
This is one of the symptoms, yes. But not only. People sometimes have sand and by mixing...
Sand and bile.
Sand and bile.
God.
So also it can be irritable bowel syndrome. So by hitting the point of correspondence, you can restore the function of your...
By heating.
System.
I remember you doing this to me. First you put the seed, or I don't know, I can't remember what it was. Put the plaster. Mm-hmm. We massaged it.
Yeah.
You told me to massage it. And then you told me to apply heat.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. It's true.
Yes, as you remember, it was just a simple incense sticks. Yeah. So you doesn't need to touch the skin, so your skin is safe. And it was no pain, but deep heating was restoring the function of your organ.
And all that pain disappeared.
Yes.
You're right. Well, in fact, you know, from what we've been saying, there's a doctor here. I found this research about Dr. N. Mihev, and he's from Minsk, Belarus, and he says that Sujok rather exceeds the results achieved with traditional methods.
Mm-hmm.
And so are there any side effects to this Sujok therapy?
Sujok therapy is very safe because if you found the wrong point, you will never have a bad effect because you're using your hands, you are touching many things. And even if your finger will be cut or even your hand will be cut, it doesn't mean your organs will be affected.
Mm-hmm.
But if you will find the particular correct point and you will stimulate through the system of correspondence, the energy informative system, what everything, each live organism have, it's insect have, the human being have, the animals have, the birds have, even the fish have it. Through the system, if we will find the correct point, it will affect your body. So Sujok do not have a side effect, And also it's a very cheap method.
It's true. So, and if you find the wrong point?
It won't affect you. It just will not have a healing effect on you.
That's very cool.
And also this therapy used for the animal treatment. So I know somebody in England and in Russia who are doing sujok therapy for the horses. They're using the air. And I know someone who is working in a clinic of the dogs and the cats and the small pets. They're also using the sujok. They're using their hand, the paw. They're using the air. And some people even using the tails as a representative of the body structure.
That is such a sensitive area, the tail, no?
Yes.
Because it's linked to the spine.
Yes, yes. So, sujok have no limitation. No limitation.
Dr. Lydia, you mentioned Professor Park Jae Woo as the originator of the sujok therapy. And he says that the method is effective, irrespective of the diagnosis and the seriousness of the disease. So that's very important, no?
Professor Park Jae Woo was a medical doctor and a professor of Seoul University. But his mind was very open for the ancient traditions, and he used a sujok method, traditional Korean method of self-restoration and self-healing. He used it as a scientific structure, the base, where he integrated quantum physics view, diagnostic point, Indian structure, energy structure with nadi and chakras, Chinese acupuncture method, and he integrated all together and he created this. It's not even method, it's a science of sujok therapy.
Professor N. Zilov, president of the Russian Sujok Acupuncture Association, says that this therapy will be confronted with multiple acts of local conservatism and intellectual inertia. What do you say to this?
Well, my dream is to introduce this method to my colleagues, to the medical doctors, who can include this simple method without the side effect into the treatment and who can teach the people. And also this method is very, very effective to prevent disease. So the preventative health care is the future of medicine. Yes, the prevention is better than a cure. It's cheaper and it's more pleasant. It's better to take care about your health than about your disease. Somebody was, yesterday I visited Mater Dei Hospital, and some doctor was saying, we are cannot restore the health, but we are treating the diseases. So we can only compensate, to help people to deal with the diseases, but not about, not with the health. So that is the big problem. I think it's a big challenge for all the medical specialists to speak about the health, not about only the diseases.
Lydia, I noticed that these methods, like the sujok and also meditation, we find them much more common in certain countries, like in the East and places close to Russia, like Belarus. You know, we've heard different professors from different universities talking about the methods that they use. But it's used less and less, I think, in Europe. Is it a culture thing?
I think the reason is the economical, because all these countries passed through the difficulties when the hospitals was empty, it was no medicine. And the situation was like we have to restore some methods what can be also effective. And the other point, the side effect of the pharmaceutical medicine. When I was ending university at the end of 1980, we have the statistics, like in, for example, in the US, every year 150,000 people dying from the side effect of pharmaceutical medicine. So it's a big number.
That's scary, yeah? And what about our next program? What are we going to talk about, Dr. Lilia?
I'm ready to introduce another very pleasant step into the healing world based on a sound therapy.
Okay, thank you very much. There's a whole world out there which we are ready to discover, especially when we are told that changing our ways can be of benefit to us. Until our next program, Sukhiyam, this is Margaret Arjous, would like to leave you with this thought. Our Creator has given us 5 senses to help us survive threats from the external world, and the 6th sense, our healing system, to help us survive internal threats.